Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O-W-E, ooh-wee, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how, we gonna break it down, we gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Cause I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, A.K. Dicko. A.K.
Hey.
Dicko. Three times. Hey. And I'm saying, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah, See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, P-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. Another P-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio, your home. P to the A to the, y'all already know the last letter. On the phone, my co-host, singer, songwriter, vocalist, Amuka Kelly. How you doing?
Hi, baby. Can you hear me? I didn't know if you could hear me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. We got you. And also on the line, the first guest for the night, Michael Tisdale. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
My man, I met Michael on Facebook, happened to stumble into some of his music, like I all the time do, surfing for music, and I listened to it, and I was like, I'm feeling it, so I had to invite you and have you on the show. I want you to explain to the audience who you are and what got you into doing this music thing.
Well, originally from the Bronx, Bronx Neck Projects, during a colorful time in the 60s, you know, we had Latin music, soul music, pop music, reggae, you know, all styles. So, you know, I didn't want to place myself in a box of music, you know. So I just create whatever I feel like doing, you know, and more so I would consider it soundtrack music rather than just, you know, placing it in the genre.
Well, now, when I first listened to it, the first track, I just, you know, off the bat, thought you was a jazz artist. But as I listened to a lot more, I was like,
no matter what I do, they're going to say it's jazz. So, you know, I try to dodge it, but I can't help it. You know, maybe that's what I am, but, you know I'm more.
So, also, a lot of people ask me when I posted this up on Facebook, is he related to Wayman? And I want you to say it for the record. Go on,
well,
Mike.
For the record, me and Wayman talked on MySpace, and, you know, I don't know too much of my family, you know, from my father's side of the family, but Wayman's saying was, it's possible.
Cool.
You know, so.
Cool.
I don't stress that, but I've been doing music way before I knew Wayman, you know, but, you know, he's the first to do it, to represent.
Now, your main instrument is a guitar, but what else do you play?
I play guitar, I play bass, I play drums, percussions. I started on keyboards, but, you know, I just got more into guitar and bass, you know. I don't rate one over the other.
What are some of your influences? Like, who are your influences that, you know, made you, when you got into music, like, is there anybody in particular you listen to more so than anybody else?
I would say I come from the funk era to, you know. You
I might know something about that.
Yeah, you know, the different eras of funk, you know, which is a word people are scared to say, but it's out there when, you know, when they're bobbing their heads, you know, you're doing your job right. But also, you know, Bobby Caldwell's, like, you know what I'm saying, a great influence on me because his music was different, you know, to me.
Right.
He can cross over without even trying. He was just himself musically.
So are you doing all this independently? I mean, are you on a label? Are you doing it on your own label? Nowadays, everybody does it on their own. So
I'm doing it on my own. I'm doing it on my own, you know, so I can feel what I feel without having somebody over my head telling me what I need to do. You know?
And you share your music, is obviously shared on the Internet. That's how they over there heard your music and liked it. So you made it available. That's good. Is there any advice you could give to people out there that are trying to do what you've actually done?
Well, I mean, stick to your heart, you know, whatever is you, you know, it's easy to get lost in the game of music,
right.
You know.
Yes.
You know, you
well,
do
can,
the corporate
can you
thing.
On that
and,
when you say it's easy to get lost
and,
in the
and
game.
You,
can
yeah, yeah
on that?
And sometimes you get tired of, you know, like the play it again, Sam thing, you know, everybody's playing the same thing next door, that, you know, corporate, you know, type of stuff. And it just comes a time in life where you just get tired of doing that and you need to do your own thing, you know.
Well,
and,
I don't know if you're aware of the history of how George started, you know, he was like with the Parliament, you know, and they were like doing everything, the Temptations, and they were, like you said, everybody was cookie cutter. And the whole thing in doing P-Funk was like kind of what you did, like stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something way different.
Right. Yeah,
and it always
yeah.
seems to turn out to be a good thing.
You know, because I believe the mothership's going to land again. We just don't know when. we just gotta get the right people together to do it.
You never know. I might be landing that mothership. You never know.
Hey, I'll help
it
you
might
build.
Be manned by
I got a lot of aluminum foil.
What did you say?
Got a lot of aluminum foil.
You have a lot of aluminum foil?
Yeah, I'll build a ship.
You're going to build a ship? I love it. If you build a ship, what would you call it?
Huh?
What would you call it if you built a ship?
My ship.
My ship.
That's it. That's it.
Love my
no
ship.
No genre. No box. Just get on it and bop your head.
You know, I totally understand that.
One of the tracks.
All right.
I'm going to play one of the tracks.
I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
I said I'm going to play one of your tracks. So, Amuka, if you know what I was listening to as well. And we'll have you explain it afterwards. Here's Michael Tisdale.
All right.
Galaxy.
And the name, what's the name of that dog?
That's my first.
My first?
That's
Ooh.
It. You know, but I wrote that like 30 years ago, you know, and I played it at my brother's wedding, Ernest.
Okay.
And, oh, it's a wedding
And I just
song.
Decided to remodel some of my stuff.
It's beautiful.
You know, some ballad.
My first.
Oh,
yeah.
I like the funk in it because I could have wrote something to that, man.
Yeah.
I was singing to it.
I have a mm-hmm. Now that's one thing about me. I do have a lot of lyrics, you know, to my music, but I prefer not to put them up, you know.
What?
To yeah.
What?
Yeah, man, because everybody always asks me, they say, well, I can do, you know, I'm not insulted by it, but you know, I'm willing to, you know, listen and see
What about your lyrics? What's up with your lyrics?
My lyrics, I kind of like follow the concept, whatever the title is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother used to write, and she used to always say, if you're going to write about the kitchen, stay in the kitchen. You know, don't go all in the living room and in the back room and get to the end of the song and be like, what? You know, so when people... If people can write off the concept, I'm with that. But once they get their own ideas and they just lose me from, you know, I'm writing off whatever I'm feeling, you know, so.
I was going to do the lyrics with your music.
Huh?
But, you know, you bring up the music, you said, without the lyrics. So there's no lyrical content in your songs when you put them up?
There is, but you know, it's like, you know, you got to say some surprise, you know, for some people. You know, most people that know me, they know the lyrics, you know, to the stuff that I've already put up because I used to make tapes in the 90s, you know, and pass them out. People heard the lyrics already. So I'm not so much concerned in... You know, trying to give all of me. You know.
So that first track, my first, you already have lyrics for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can
yeah.
we hear some of the lyrics for that one?
Over the phone, sing. Lyrics in my first seems I traveled the path of women, in search to find a love that's so true. Girl, I traveled in lots of directions until my love left. Something like, I got to memorize the whole thing, but you put me on the spot. But I got lyrics to it.
Repeat that first part again. That first part. You want to repeat that first part?
Huh?
Repeat the first part one more time.
Seems I traveled the path of women in search to find the love that's so true. Girl, I traveled in wrong directions until my love led me to you. You brighten up my days and my night, made me see things I've never seen before. How my life was so secluded, but then you found the key and you opened the door.
Oh, my God.
There she go.
What? But that's
no, no,
my
no.
first.
We have to have those.
You
things.
Know, that's dedicated to my wife of 36 years.
That is
know,
beautiful.
So.
A dedication
yeah.
for any woman, to anybody is like... Even it could be to a man or to a woman, but it's just beautiful. The sentiment there is, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
And your wife's very lucky. That's very beautiful.
Yeah, I hope she knows that. She's probably
well,
listening.
Well, she will now. Make sure she
How much I owe you,
How much I owe you?
Track 11. I'm on track 11. I'm going to play the next track by Michael Tiz. T-I-Z. Tisdale. Here we go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I like
nice.
That. I like that a lot. That was another one I could have wrote, too, as well.
Yeah.
What's the name of that one?
That's I'm a God-fearing miracle.
I'm a God-fearing miracle? Ooh.
Yeah, from a God-given miracle.
I'm a God-giving miracle or given?
I'm a God-fearing miracle from a God-giving miracle.
I'm a God-fearing miracle from a God-giving miracle. Oh, yeah.
But that was highly influenced after watching Bootsy Unsung. You know.
Cool.
You know, nobody's doing that Bootsy type funk, you know, and I'm highly influenced by him.
The Bootsy-ish.
I want you to give out your information so people can hit you up, people can listen to more of your music. Just give your information, Kat.
Okay. I have a Reverb Nation page under Michael Tisdale. As well as I just opened up a YouTube page. I'm still learning the YouTube bit on there. I'm on Facebook under the same name, Michael Tisdale, but, you know, I'm just peeking. So I'm just learning, you know, more so about it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, man. We've talked a couple times before this. A very cool brother. And I love your music, too, because it just keeps my head moving and jamming. And that's the main purpose of it all, for real. And I want to thank you for being on, Kiss.
I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all listening.
I really enjoyed it. It really inspired me. And I'm a singer-songwriter, so I was just over here crooning to your music. There weren't any lyrics, and I was just singing along. But so thank you for your music. We really are grateful for your gift. And thank you very much for, you know, sharing it with us, with the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much for liking it. And Amuga, we can do one. We can hook up one.
You want to hook up a song?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Why not? We still got to bring that aluminum ship down.
What? Aluminum?
The aluminum ship.
You want to build a spaceship with the aluminum foil?
We're getting a lot of aluminum foil, put some fire up on it.
Oh my God, that's so okay. I'm with it. You
we
know,
get
I'm with digital. Yeah, I'm a Spit Digital label, Public Enemies label. But you know what? My label is very, very. They're very cool and always looking for something new and great. So, and we're on a creative plane. You know, we just build. We're just building. So definitely, we should definitely.
Okay.
So can we exchange numbers like over? You know, I'll give you, give
me
my number.
Inbox me. We're not giving it to everybody on here.
No, not out here, y'all.
Don't do that. All right, kid.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Great.
I would love to. It'd be an honor. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right.
Okay.
404 area code. Address your name.
Who's that?
Hey,
Desiree.
Address your name.
No, this is Renee.
Oh,
how you doing, Renee? This is Renee Strong, gospel artist.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
This is that's Amuka Kelly, singer, songstress, funk international artist. extraordinaire. I got all these titles for her. But Renee, the first question, because I'm on your bio, and they say, if you ask Renee what drives her. So I'm asking Renee what drives her.
My inner relationship with God. Is that the answer you're looking for?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And when did you know you could sing? You could have belt out a tune. When were you feeling this urge to actually just bring it forth to people so they can hear it?
I've always liked music, and I always enjoyed singing, but I was a shower singer, and I didn't really care about singing in front of people. But it just happened that when I got to college, I became a part of a ministry, and I was pushed out front. I became devotion leader, and then God just did what he did, you know. I came out front. I discovered it was something that I was good at doing, which was leading people through praise. And gradually, God revealed that gift in me, and the rest is just my story.
Wow. That's amazing.
It also, it also says you've had trials that seem to be unbearable. And I guess this was some of the stuff that inspired you to write songs?
Yeah. Everything that I have written is something that I've lived through. You know, I don't write about somebody else, but everything on my album is a story. It's a testimony. It's something God, you know, took me through. So Isn't That Not Heard is what I lived.
That's the only way to write, actually, is to write what you live, because you can bet there are a lot of people that can relate to what you've gone through.
And it gives it power. It gives it a lot of power when you're writing from a place, you know, that you had to
sit
through.
Yeah, exactly. It's more authentic, and it's more genuine. You know, people can feel when what you're singing is from you in your heart, or, you know, they can feel that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's probably the reason why everything on my album was written by me, because I want to sing, you know, my truth.
Nice.
And on your album, it also says here that one of the songs was written produced by Grammy-nominated and truly gifted Worley Morris. Is that it?
Wiley Morris.
How did you get in contact with him and actually linked up to do the song?
Well, that was my husband at the time.
I did not know. It don't say it in the bio, but I'm glad we shared this. Well, so I should have got him on there too. So he did the music for you as well?
Yes. We did a lot of songs together, and he was the music and I was the words. So he would give me, I would tell him I was, you know, sometimes I would just sit down and I want to get something out. And I would just go through some tracks and kind of see which track I was vibing to for the way I was feeling. And the songs would speak to me, and I would know this is what I need to write to. So he would do the music and I would write the words.
And that's cool that it's like that. I mean, anytime you just feeling something, honey, I need a track. and put it on. Go through about 30 tracks until you feel it something. So the song For You, explain that before I play it.
Okay, that came from a place of, I've always been a person that I don't look at God as someone sitting up in the sky, you know, that's unreachable or doesn't. God is my friend.
Yes.
And I treat him as such, you know. If I'm in my car and, you know, if I'm in my car by myself and I talk to God just like it's the next seat. And so Song For You came about because I was just sitting down one day thinking about just how blessed I am. And that God has everything, you know, and it's nothing we can really give him. So I said, you know, I'm always writing these songs, and today I'm going to sit down and write a song for you. And that's what I did.
When Nay Strong on For You.
Oh, wow.
Without your love, 'cause there'd be no melody
Something. This is so amazing because I was telling my boyfriend that I feel like God brought me here tonight to hear your song. Does that make sense to you, Renee?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm serious. I've been on this perfect path in grace with God, walking with God, and everything has been like amazingly beautiful. And He keeps showing me and giving me signs, you know, like it's good, it's all good. And this is like the most ultimate sign ever. You wrote a song to Him. I listened to that song, and I was crying. It made me cry.
Wow.
I would love to have this song. This song is a song you wake up to and you give thanks to God, like right away, boom, 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 right away.
Yes.
Correct.
And that's how I felt when I wrote it. It's amazing how...
It is amazing.
It's amazing how when you write songs, that same anointing that's present when you write it, through in music. So the thing that you're feeling is the same thing that I felt when I wrote it. And it's amazing how God can capture a moment. And every time it's played, that same moment comes through and it affects the listener the same way.
How about God taking you to those moments? Like, He brought me here. I mean, we were going to do this before, and then we had to reschedule it, right?
Right.
And,
right.
And it was like, I mean, this is so bizarre to me because the song is so beautiful and it's so Him and it's so what I want to say to Him. It's amazing. I'm just in shock. I have to apologize. I wasn't expecting this kind of thing to happen. It's like a miraculous thing to me. It's like a confirmation. It's like He's talking to me. Like He's saying, look, Sheila, this is what's up. You know, it's like He's telling me everything is all right. Everything is all right. You never have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
And
that
that's the impersonator,
Renee. Say that again.
Is that part of it? Like Him like telling you, like in the message I'm getting is He's telling me through the fact that He led me here to hear your beautiful song and your sentiment and feel your anointing to let me know you are, everything is A-okay, wonderful. Because I already know that. But I think He gives me signs along the way. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for writing that song. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, thank God, because, you know, everything's inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, when we go through things and we share our testimonies and God gives us things to write about, he knows who's going to hear it. He knows the effect it's going to have on him, and his purpose is served. And that's why gospel music, that's why I chose gospel, because you can do a lot of music, but not all music affects lives. Not all music changes lives. And I just thank God, because sometimes I listen to my own music because I need to hear it. And it encourages me as well.
And it affects people almost the same way, because what you're speaking is true and what you're singing about is true and real. And that was like one of the first songs I heard. And I first heard it, I said, oh, I got to get in contact with her. That's the first thing I did. Soon as I heard it, wait a minute, let me find her on Facebook somewhere so I can get in contact. She got to come on the show, and because I love all types of music. But, of course, I was raised in the church. My dad's a preacher. My uncle was a bishop, a national bishop. This is how I was raised. So I love gospel music, and that's one of my first loves before any other music, because that's what I grew up on. So I'm glad you're doing gospel music, because that was a strong song for me when I first heard it.
And I have a desire. You know, I've been told, like, to do a gospel album, do a gospel song, and I have to do it now. I have to let him know how much I love him, because he's blessed me so much and continuously blesses me. I'm so overjoyed that I have to do it like you did. You know, I have to do a song for him. It's like it feels right. It feels like the only right thing to do. So thank you for that inspiration.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You know, whenever God impresses something on you, you know, it's not just because he wants you to do it. He has a purpose behind what he does. So I'm sure when you follow him and do what he tells you to do, you're going to find the purpose in it, and it's going to take you closer to your destiny, because that's what it did for me.
Renee, I want you to talk about what we talked about before the show, what you was doing with this Christmas event that you got going on.
Oh, yeah. One thing I've always done is work in my community, whether through coaching. I'm a sports nut, so I coach a lot of times. I volunteer in my community, but I always work with kids. So with the Christmas season approaching, I wanted to do a Christmas program in Clayton County. You know, people hear so many bad things about Clayton County, but there's a lot of good here. And we have a lot of people in our community that are talented. So I decided I would do a Christmas program for our community, and we've been practicing, two, three times a week. We're doing skits. I do a lot of writing. I write books for kids. I write plays also. So we decided we were going to do some excerpts from some of the plays that I've written, and we're going to act out of the children's books that I've written.
Wow.
Along with some singing and some dancing as well. So it should be a
nice.
Great just for our community.
You say
wow,
you coach.
God, it's good. Wow.
You say you coach. What do you coach?
Softball, t-ball, cheerleading. I think
that's good.
Yeah, and I play ball as well. I play softball.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's good. That's great. The next track I want to play, After the Rain, and give us an intro to that as well.
Ooh, After the Rain is my testimony.
Well,
let me tell you. After the Rain is like what I went through. You know, you ever see these people reporting these hurricanes and they standing out in the rain and the wind blowing and you can barely hear them and they're just getting pounded? Well,
right.
That's what my life looked like at one time. It was just raining, torrential rain, flood, you know. And it seemed like it was never going to stop. I'm serious. And the water was up to my neck. And God still asked me, do you trust me? So I came through that storm with God's help. And once I got on the other side, I decided that I was going to let other people know that no matter what it looks like, I don't care what people say, I don't care what the doctor said, if your husband left, or I don't care if you got fired from your job. After the rain, the sun will come back out again, and that's what this song is about. It's my testimony about what I went through.
Kinds of stuff. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
When you see your husband, give him a pound for me. I'm feeling that. For real, I'm feeling all the joints. But give him a
definitely
pound for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Let him know. That's hot. Hot. And the way you, and the way she's doing her thing. What? The way the notes are going is just like nice. The flow is just, you feel it. Very nice. The way you changed your point of view.
Yeah, you know, I was going through it, and I just did not have the right attitude. I was one day I was mad that I had to go through it, and the next day I was sad, and, you know, just because it had been raining for so long. You know, sometimes you go through things, and you are right for the first couple of weeks or a couple of months. Then after a while, you like, God.
I'm already.
Huh?
You're saying,
you know, after a while, you're like, okay, when is it going to stop raining? So then you go to that point where you just, you say a prayer, or you just believe, or just be going to being grateful. The gratitude thing is very powerful.
Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, sometimes, but sometimes we tend to slip into, you know, just starting to think that maybe, you know, what did I do wrong? Or I must have done something to deserve this. And we start thinking incorrectly. Instead of just thinking, this is something that God has appointed for me to go through. And then, it's just the path that we have to walk through. And when I changed my attitude and said, okay, you know what, Lord, not my will but yours. And if this is what you've decided for me to go through, I'm going to go through it. But the point is, I will go through it. I'm not going to stop here. And when my attitude started changing, my situation started changing.
That's right. That's right, baby. Attitude change definitely makes
Renee, I want you to give your information where people can hit you up, buy your music, listen to your music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They can go to my website, which is www.reneestrong.com, and that's R-E-N-E-E, Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G.com. They can look me up on Facebook. It's / Renee Strong's Music. And on Twitter, it's Renee Strong's Song. I also have a page on Reverb Nation. And my first single, After the Rain, is on iTunes and various other outlets.
Cool. Renee, I want to thank you for coming in. I love your music. Next year, we got to get you to the house party since you live in the A. My boy G. Wright has just called in. G. Wright, he could tell another gospel artist himself, inspirational singer. He could tell you about the house party, how it goes down. G. Wright 202, you there?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Tell Renee Strong about the house party, how it goes down. You sung an A selection at the house party this year, so.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, so there are a lot of people. First of all, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. There are a lot of people there. It's a good atmosphere, good crowd, great food. We have a ball. It's really great. And I've been going almost every year. I've missed a couple of years because I wasn't able to get away. But listen, I get the ticket now. Get my ticket now.
I'm gonna put it on my calendar for next year.
I will remind you too as well, Renee, because I hit
please
you up
do.
Every now.
Please remind me.
Oh yeah, you gotta be there so you can get you at least a couple of plates and roll out. Your girl will tell you how I can cook anyway, because she's came to my house and ate many times, so she can tell you it's a throwdown. For real.
Hey, that sounds like a plan, and I'll sing something too. I'm gonna put that on my calendar for next year. I'm doing my calendar now. I'm actually putting together a church tour and looking for some different concerts to appear on next year.
Mhm. I'm gonna put you in contact with a couple of my relatives. There's a cousin that's a preacher in Ohio. And he would love to have you at his church and do your thing. So yeah,
okay,
I'll do that. I'll drop a note to him and I'll drop a note back to you and let you know. For real.
Please do that because the song is doing really well up in the Ohio area. So I would love to go up there.
That's cool. Again, Renee Strong, thank you for coming in, and we'll talk again, and I'll let you know the date. through Facebook on the notes. And give your husband a pound for the music, Don.
Okay. Not a problem.
Thank you, Renee.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
My boy G. Wright.
What's going on, man? What's going on, big bro?
Okay, let's put it this way. G. Wright, Mooka Kelly is on, singer-songwriter. She was with the Brides of Funkastown, as you well may know. Say hello to Mooka.
Hi, hi, hon. Also, Sheila Brody, which is the name. Not trying to confuse anybody, but Amuka's like my dance persona, and then I have a Sheila Brody, which is the one I just recently signed to the Public Enemy label, which is more like a pop funk. It's hard to describe, but it's new and it's genuine and it's organic and it's hot.
Okay, cool, cool, nice. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. That's an introduction right there.
Nice to meet you.
G-Wright,
too.
Me and G-Wright go a long way. Me and G-Wright go a long way. I first had him on my web radio show. We talked many moons ago, many years ago. And then he did an AM radio show here in the area. And I think I was his first guest on his show as well. So we've been more or less like family, really. Because when he used to live down here, we used to see each other. He came through and ate some chicken and listened to some beats and said he was in beat overload from listening to the music. So
man has buckets and buckets of music, of CDs.
Wow, just like George.
Not CDs, records, anything you think of, he has buckets of it. So like, oh, you want to listen to this? Well, I did this about 10 years ago, you know, I did about 50 last week. So, I mean, he does a lot of beats. He does a lot of songs.
Yeah, yeah, I do write a lot of songs. Matter of fact, I got to get you on one of my songs. And I was on one of his songs on this new CD that he's got out. So, G. Wright, explain how the music's going and your radio show. Because I know you want to plug your radio show, of course.
you have to tell them the background. He came into my show, right? So I was like, don't forget to do your plugs, because you know he was my first online radio host, my first online radio interviewer. So he told me what to do. So I did that stuff. But when he plugs, and it's like 10 million different sites. They call over here. He was in my radio show. I was like, man, this is my radio show. You're here plugging like 10 different businesses.
Hey, that's how you did me. That's how he did me, Mooka. That's how he did me. He came on the show. This is GWrightOnline.com. I'm the host of the Heart of Love show. I'm like,
He taught me well. He taught me that, okay?
I hope you guys know that I'm testing the water here, but I already know I would like to have a show and do the whole DJ thing. I mean, I co-hosted in New York on a big station there, KTU, and it was fun, and I kind of got, you know, a bit then. So I hope you guys are going to be able to be instrumental in maybe assisting me later in maybe achieving dream. Is that possible?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's very easy. Once you get it, you got it.
I love it.
G. Wright, the Christmas song. I gotta go direct to the Christmas song. Explain Away in the Manger. It's kind of different, but go on and explain it, Kat.
Okay. Well, one of my good friends out in Texas, I wanted to have like a different type of Away in the Manger arrangement, and he put it together, and I loved it. And this actually came from my CD, Spread Love This Christmas, which came out last year. So
it
has a different type of beat, I hope you guys will like
it. This is G. Wright, my little brother, Away in the Manger.
Away in the manger, sweet little holy. Little holy one, away in the manger. Oh yeah, away in the manger.
week in January or the first week in February.
Cool.
Right, ooh, so right now I'm just mixing, pretty much fixing, pretty much about the mix. So hopefully the mix and master will be done probably by the end of this month. And I'll probably get everything ready to have at least last week of January, the first week in February.
Are you doing that yourself or you got somebody else doing that?
I'm not going to mix it. One of my friends is mixing and mastering, but I am doing. You know, I finally have my studio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, that's the whole bunch of studio money.
Oh yes, it did. Because Amuka, I had to tell him, man, do it yourself. You up here paying all these folks, waiting on these folks. You could go in your own room in your own house and put it down yourself, like I've been doing all these years. And he just was like,
yeah, you know, that is true. And yes,
yeah.
That is.
You know, I think you get used to having an engineer just go ahead and just do it. Right now, just have everything set up, press the pause, take a couple steps over to the
right. I really like working with Gary G. Wiz, the Public Enemy producer, and with the label, it's his label as well. I really like working with someone when I work organically, when I'm writing organic. So it's really cool to have somebody to bounce off for me, you know, rather than, and I don't do the music, so I need somebody to do the music, and then
right.
I do the lyrics. So,
yeah,
I mean, I could do the lyrics without music, but I like to do it, you know, music, then do the lyrics. And then sometimes I do the lyrics and he builds the music around it. But I like having a partner. I like to have someone to work with. It's really, it just works for me. To, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand how you feel with that. You know, I think, like, once you do it like stuff like Jay-Z does it himself and he does the music, he writes, do everything, I realized I would just go and go to the studio and pay someone for the time and use their equipment. But now I have equipment. Now I can go in, and I can just say, you know what, let me go ahead and do the backgrounds to this. And it's amazing. You know, I'm saving a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to put into it, but I'm saving a lot of money. And I have the chance to do it at home. And, you know, I can do more songs. I don't have to worry about, okay, you have 60 minutes. You have 2 hours. And at 2 hours,
yeah,
you go home, go to work.
Oh,
so you get some more money to go back in.
Yeah, I used to record in the studio a long time ago, but I said to myself, I'm going to learn how to do this. Took a couple years just so I could get it right. But I've been doing it for a minute. So, I mean, and sometimes G. Wright comes down through and he records a couple of tracks with me on different stuff that I have. And my studio is portable because I can bring this digital recorder anywhere I need to bring it and record with somebody else, so. That's how we do it. We get a secure place. I'll be on the top floor at a motel in Virginia, and we put down 24 tracks in 2 days, 2 to 3 days. That's how we do that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
You know, I say this stuff really. You know, see, I gotta say, it really felt good this time because he was like, you know, TNC was like, you need to go ahead and get this stuff so we can just send some music back and forth. So this last project that's coming out. He did a rap on that. So I sent him the track. He sent it back to me. And then he just put it in there. And so it's good to be able to collaborate with people like that.
Yeah, and you could get a lot of people all over the country that you connected with to do the same thing. As long as they know how to send it back in the MP3, just their vocals, then you put it and mix it back in your song. And you're straight. I mean, it's an easy concept. I've been doing it for years with a lot of people. When people just don't have time, you can have time, you know, at your free time and just put a couple of tracks together, put some songs together, and do it. And plus you do the music, correct?
Yes.
See?
Yeah, that's good. Now, I'm glad, you know, I play with a couple of churches up here in the D.C. area. And so that helps, too, because that gives me a chance to grow as a musician. So now maybe just hear some things and go in and just go ahead and play it, you know. Then when I can't do something, I can say, hey, gee, I need TAZ, I need a beat. you know, or you have some ideas. What can I do here? I might like you're a writer. I might call some of my friends and say, hey, I need you to write this. You know, so it's definitely having that camaraderie and that relationship. We can do that.
And so, Amuka, what I'm saying is, sometimes you might want to do it that way too.
Yeah.
Is she there?
Amuka?
I don't know if she's there or not. I see her number still on the line. Like Jesus can. Explain that, G, right?
Okay, like Jesus can. One of my friends down in Georgia actually did this track. And I was like, man, I've got to get on this song, as T.A.Z. was saying. I was like, look, I didn't record this song. You know, why you send me this song? I need to write something to it because it just got me. And the hook, words just came to me like Jesus can. And I went down to Atlanta, recorded it this past summer. It ended up actually being my my first song that I put out there. And I believe September, actually.
Like Jesus can. Cool. G. Wright.
I'm not afraid to
way that ended too. Like Jesus came. You know I was gonna like that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
You knew I was gonna like.
That's really fitting. I mean, really. So, who are you talking about? Father.
Yes.
You're talking about the Father.
I'm saying like Jesus. No one can do you like Jesus can.
Yeah, that's true. No one can touch
you. In other words, you know, there's so many things going out there. You might be going through things. No one's going to love you like Jesus can. You know.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
The answer is in Jesus. Your answer is that God's given us a way, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Whatever you're looking for, no one can do you better than Jesus.
Nope. Nobody. Nope.
Nobody.
Mm-mm. It's amazing. It really is.
G-Wright.
I thank you for that.
G-Wright.
Thank you. Yes, C.
G-Wright, tell us about when you went and performed overseas, and you were in Japan, right?
Oh, yes. I was in Japan, and I'll tell you, that was like one of the best times of my life. I can say one of the quietest places I've ever been. You know, because they're not polluted with a whole bunch of things that we're polluted with, commercialism. I'll say this. They are highly commercial over there, but I was actually in the countryside of Japan in Nagasaki, in Sasebo City. And I was stationed there, but I was on tour. And we sang every day, four 20-minute shows, because they love gospel music during Christmas season.
Wow.
You know, and I loved it. It was so peaceful, and I didn't have all the things I have in my apartment. I just had a bed, my clothes, my computer, my traveling keyboard that I could plug in, my USB keyboard.
How long did you stay there?
At least 3 months.
Nice.
One time I was there 5 months, and I literally came, yeah, I was gone all of October. Most of October, November, December, January, all February. I came back like March 3rd one time.
Wow.
I loved it.
Plus you working and making money over there at the same time. That doesn't hurt.
Of course. Yeah, of course I was making money and saving. It was so awesome.
Oh,
I think you were as a writer. You know, just go there and your mind is cleared.
Wow.
It's clear. You know, you don't have a whole bunch of things competing for your time, and you know, you're not going to be trying to drive up there. You know. So it's really, really nice. It's
so
really
you
were
there
really...
by yourself, were you? That wouldn't be fun.
Say again?
You all by yourself? All by yourself?
Oh yeah. You know what? Yeah, I'm kind of like alone in some ways. You know, I'm just used to just doing it by myself.
I understand. I totally get it. But I'm so totally a people person. I have lived in Italy while alone, but I really like, I mean, I've decided that I kind of like people. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting as an artist.
I do have to say this. I was with the group called the Harlem Messengers. So I wasn't by myself, but as a writer,
right.
I kind of, if like if someone's doing a beat, like let's say TAZ will do the beat, and I'll do words, you know.
Right.
I haven't written too many people with too many people because.
I mean traveling and stuff like that, or going somewhere. I don't like to go, but I'm a female, probably don't. But men, you guys probably do it all the time. It's not a big deal, but. You know, traveling and doing that.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine going all the way over there by myself. I couldn't even.
Right.
You know, I couldn't imagine that.
But the writing is really good, and the singing is very nice, and I love the messages. It's so beautiful. Your music is very beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
It's really good.
On the message,
yes, sir.
Deal, hit me up and tell me when you're free, so that way when I schedule to go up there,
to record with Ron L. You come through one day, because I'm going to write about seven skits. I'm going to cook at Ron's house, and we're going to do these skits, right, dog. Yeah.
Okay. You know, he got me when he said go cook. You know, he got me when he said.
I want some recipes. I need some recipes. I do. I need some new recipes. Some really good ones, like some heartwarming recipes.
And I can go to a restaurant and taste something and then know how to make it once I get out of there. If I really
like
want
I said,
to.
I want some, you know, just let me know, like something good and yummy. I'm kind of bored with food. I mean, you know, I'm not really bored, but I want something new and exciting, some new food, something new and delicious and different. So do you have something like that?
I can do that.
Awesome.
G-Roy already know. hey, G-Roy, remember we had at the house party that caramel bean pie, dog?
Caramel bean pie? What? What?
Folks was walking up to me going, them Muslims going to be mad at you. They're going to be mad at you. I said, I guess
oh
they are, dog.
What about chocolate? I have a chocolate lover. What about chocolate?
I've done a couple of those, too. There's a couple of dishes
okay.
I've done that way, too. I mean, a couple
okay.
of different desserts. So, I mean, it's all too good. I'll hit you up and let you know, because I don't want to say it over there. Don't want nobody to steal nothing.
I know,
not
right?
All right, well, G-Bob, I want you to give your information. This is your plug-in time, so you can plug yourself with all the million sites that you own.
Okay, I'm going to give this in 30 seconds. You guys, check me out at gwriteonline.com, www.gwriteonline.com. You hit me up on Twitter, gwritelove, gwriteonline. If you want to send me a shout-out, just send a shout-out to me at gwrite@gwriteonline.com. Send it all in one breath, big bro.
I can't believe you didn't give the other 80 sites, dog.
I'm trying to calm it down.
Well, make sure the people listen to you on your radio show, though. You got to do that.
Oh, yes. Yes, please tune in on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7, the Heart of Love radio show. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/G-Wright.
I might call in next Thursday,
though. Now, I'm interested in the Hearts of Love, because you know, I'm doing this whole thing, the Love Parade Global Village, like a whole thing that I'm doing about bringing love back. You know how they bring sexy back? I want to bring your love back.
Oh, you bring love back? All right.
I want to bring love back, because people seem to have forgotten it or something. I don't know what happened. You know, it just seems like they just need a little reminder, like, hello, remember what seems to be in reality? If you go back far enough, we all come from the same place. It all started with love anyway.
You know, that's it.
Right.
That's it.
So
well,
I'm interested in that, you know, because that's what I'm about. And love is in my last name and my family. It's part of my family name, L-O-V-E.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real. My cousin Victor Love, my great-grandmother married Lonnie Love. So that's how love came in my family name, like my great-grandmother's sisters. Yeah.
Right, you might need to check to see if your is your cousin married to CC Wines, his name is Alvin Love.
Oh wow.
Alvin Love
wow.
I'll find out. No, I don't know, but I know it's in my family, it's part of my family name. So when you say love, you know, Hearts of Love, that's interesting, because I know that I feel like I was directed to this whole evening. And everything about the evening, the songs, you know, the dedication to the Almighty Father, God above, is amazing, because it's his confirmation to me that he is definitely in my life, and he is always with us. He's never not with me.
That's right.
You know,
you need to do a gospel CD. You need to do some gospel
I
music.
Do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
A whole dealio. So we can buy it on iTunes and Amazon and everywhere. Yeah.
And I'm open for any type of assistance for doing a gospel CD. Absolutely. I'm not really well-versed in that, you know, how to do that exactly. I mean, I am signed to Public Enemy, the label, but the label Spit Digital is like, it does all kinds of music. You know, there's hip-hop, there's funk, there's pop, there's all kinds. So I'm sure there's room for a gospel thing, too. So I would be very interested in that, for sure.
Yeah, and the music.
Go on, G-Rock. I was T.A.Z. wrote this song. It's a gospel rap song, and it is off the chain. I can't wait for that new gospel song to come out. He did a gospel song with Ron L., and it's off.
Who did it, Jay-Z? Is that what you said?
T.A.Z.
No, he's talking about me.
Oh, you. All right. Well, nice. Well,
sometimes I call him T, sometimes I call him by his name, and sometimes I call him T.A.Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that particular song won't come out till next year after I'm with Ron L. to finish it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
like I said, that's why you gotta shoot me them dates so we can get together, because there's gonna be some recording that day. And
most of
real.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, G Wright, for coming through, man.
Thank you.
You know, I love you, little brother.
Take care.
Love you, big bro. Thanks so much. And I look forward to doing some work with you too. All three of us gotta do something together.
Definitely, I definitely agree. So we should definitely talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Most definitely. Again, thank you, G. Wright.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank
you
for having me on the show, big bro. It's a pleasure to speak with all you guys.
Thank you.
All right, then, Ken.
All
right. Sounds good. We got 30 minutes of just me and you. Let me see. I'm on your official bio too. Amuka is the stage name used by singer songwriter Sheila Brody Kelly. SBK,
I know, right?
Off in the house. Originally from D Town.
Yeah. Detroit.
She was discovered by the godfather of funk, George Clinton.
It's pretty interesting to say that right now, because we're doing this thing like, okay, George hired me on the steps of United Sound Studios in Detroit, Michigan. And right now they're renovating that studio, and it just brought me back to a time in my life when that moment like completely changed my life. Like, it's called the click moment. You know, when George, I'm in the studio. This guy invites me, E-Man invites me to come to the studio. I go to the studio. I'm sitting down, like, on the stairs with Lynn Mabry. She plays a song that I bring in, you know, representing what I do and me singing. And so here comes George, you know, with, like, all this weather, like, from head to toe, and it's 90 degrees outside. He's got the tallest boots I've ever seen, walking down the stairs. So then he gets there, and he's like, he listens and he says, "Hey, is that you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He says, "You got your passport?" I'm like, "No, why?" He says, "You're going to have to get one. You need to get one. Why? You're hired. You're going to Europe." Just like that. That's how I got hired.
Wow.
It was awesome. And that's funny that you brought it up, but they said, because that's where it all happened. United Sounds is a great place, and I definitely want to see it stick around, because it's got a lot of songs, a lot of hit songs, Atomic Dog, a lot of really hit, really good songs were done there, so it has definitely historical credibility there, so it definitely needs to be renovated and stick around for a while. Make lots more hit songs there. Yeah.
So who are your influences?
Wow, my influences. Well, definitely George Clinton and P-Funk, you know, because after I joined the group, but I didn't really know who they were before then. Before then, I kind of was in a town, Syracuse, New York, where there was not an R&B station. There was just pop, rock, things like that. So I heard a lot of Zeppelin. I like, you know, rock and roll. I like Zeppelin, I like any kind of rock stuff. I love Tina, of course, because she's just, you know, rock girl, and I'm a rock girl. So hey. And that's a relatability there. Tina Turner. Janis Joplin's cool. That's a hard one. And you know, I always ask people that question, and then I'm like, when they ask me, I'm like, okay, I'm on the spot now.
That's exactly why I asked you, because you asked.
I know,
Led
Zeppelin. I like groups like Pearl Jam. I like Nirvana. I like Limp Bizkit. I like Korn.
Yeah,
I like all kinds of music.
I like
hip hop, of course. I like Public Enemy, of course. I like them. I like Queens of the Stone. Was it Queens of the Stone Age? Yeah, those.
Also, how did you get hooked up with Public Enemy to do that track?
Oh wow. Well, okay. You know, there was a Enslaved. There was Drac of Slaves, Mark Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a friend of mine. So Mark got an opportunity. The Public Enemy, the other division, not Spit Digital, the other part of the label, they were looking for acts that had a little more experience on stage, because they had some younger acts, or some acts that were brand new, like you know, 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, and they didn't really have any stage experience. So they wanted somebody with a little stage. They wanted somebody with some stage experience. So they went to Drac and said, "Hey, we need to put a group together. We want the people to already know what they're doing on stage." So they came to me, and then there was another guy, and we're gonna do it. And before it could happen, unfortunately, we lost Drac. But he had set it up for them to do an album on me, and the liaison was Sean Carter, who works for Public Enemy. And so Sean was going to have me work with Juice in New York, but then that didn't happen for some reason. And I'm out here in L.A., so I ended up working with Jerry Rinaldo, Gee Whiz, who's like a master genius, amazing, wow. He's one of the most amazing producers I've ever worked with. He's extremely inspiring, just very easy to work with, just makes you, just brings it out of you, makes you feel really, it's like effortless, makes you have an effortless delivery. Like, it's effortless with him. And it's the first time I've ever felt like that with a producer, to be honest with you. And the stuff that we're doing is incredible. So I have to give it up for Sean Carter. Thanks, Sean, for hooking it up, you know, like, really putting me in touch with Gary at the last minute to salvage what we had left. And then we went in the studio and we worked with Armani, and we came up with Everything, which we came up with that. Gary said, well, we're doing a song, this album, The Evil Empire of Everything for Public Enemy. And he said, I want to call the song Everything. So then I wrote the hook, and then Chuck went and he did the rap, and then Gary put it all together. Gary did the music, and Gary and Armani mixed it, and it's just like, it became an amazing song. And without any promotion at all, the song is at 1 million, almost 300,000. No radio promotion, no promotion. It's just like put out there, strictly fan-driven, like no promotion. Not even on the radio. You know, the only place they heard it probably is online.
I listened to it when I got it, and I love the song. G-Wright is still on the line. You right, G-Wright? You still here? his number's still here. I know that.
Oh.
yes, I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay.
This is Amuka Kelly and Public Enemy. Everything.
But it's under Sheila Brody. It's under Sheila Brody, so that's cool. That's my real name,
okay.
Sheila Brody. But, yeah, that's how it's listed.
I got no fancy car, never was no superstar. Got no Grammy trophy, got no problem if y'all approach me. Never had no Rolling Stone cover, never had no top 10 hit my Brussels. Got no TV show, got no Maybach spins a row. Got no movie roles, got no platinum or gold. Got no diamond rings, watches, and all of them things. Got no way to plane, what I mean is got no private jet. But I also got no regret, got no swag, what I got no love, something I never had.
Yeah, everything, yeah, everything.
We
got it
all. Got it all.
Nothing's changed, still the same.
We got your help,
everything.
We got
it all. I'm telling you.
Got no mansions, restaurants, I got no yacht. I got no choice but to show y'all what some of us forgot. Never was hot, never was pop, but I never ever stopped that real hip-hop. Got no paparazzi, got no company that got me. Walking alone in the hood, so it's easy to spot me, y'all. Got no million follower friends on Twitter, on Facebook, look at my friends. Got no thing for video games, got no shame saying I ain't never playing. Got no hate for things that are great, don't you know I salute. Y'all probably got the same thing. We ain't never talking about no things here now. Look at your loved ones. Look at your young ones.
I'm telling you.
If you got the old ones around, love them, talk to them, love them, love them. Damn right.
Shocked how, you know, how fast it went up. It hasn't had any promotion at all. It just put out that everything was straight on the internet. People just listening to it on the internet. There was no like radio and all the other stuff that goes on. It was just like, so I'm like, it needs to be on the radio. So if you know anybody that you think might play it, that you have those kind of connections, please, by all means, you know, let me know what I have to do. If they want to interview, whatever, you know, talk, you know, whatever, a show.
That was nice.
So did you get the message? It was a very strong message is what I like about it. And then Joe Albright is legendary, so, you know, he's playing. That's Joe Albright playing the horn. You didn't know that, right?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's young. That was the one and only.
Hey, no. So you are more. I'm trying to figure out the music that you like. You say you love rock, right?
Well, yeah. The next song that he's gonna play is a rock song, but I do all kinds of music. You know, I did a dance song called "Appreciate Me" that's very big. I had number ones on there on Billboard with my dance stuff. So I have a different persona. It's a dance. And then I have a Sheila Brody, which is like, I don't know, little pop, funk, hip-hop. It's hard to explain that one. That one's like just new and organic. It's just organic and really, really interesting. So
would you do another funk record too?
Of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, my first record is called Mississippi, which is like a, wow, I don't know how to explain that one. That's an interesting one. You're probably just going to have to, yeah, check that one out. It's interesting. I want a funk record. Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, I like music. As long as it's good music, I'm with it. And why do you ask what I do on a funk record?
I'm just asking, would you do another funk? I'm just asking it. It's a question just to be thrown out there. I mean, it seems like, you know, after you've done all the funk, you moved on to, you know, another genre, you know, as far as rock. And actually, the other song was a house song version of Appreciate Me, was a house version, which I
know.
I know over Germany, since I've lived there for a while, they would be rocking that. They probably rock the hell out of that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the one I sent you has never really been heard, the rock version.
I like that one, too. Matter of fact, I'm going to play it so G. Wright can hear it. It's Appreciate Me, the rock version. Here it is.
Appreciate My Rock.
Okay. Do you remember just to paralyze? We found the stars together. The sky was so bright. You take a shot and you don't remember me. Walking down the
Yeah,
did
I
you
know
like
it was hot, wasn't it?
I love that.
Don't be Well, you know, it was a big dance hit, and then I just took, you know, me, I like to step outside my comfort zone. I do it all the time. So that was a step outside my comfort zone into the rock world, because I'm a rocker anyway. It's what I do. And when I do my
yeah,
dance show,
yeah, I love it.
Thank
you. Yeah,
that
was hot. That was hot.
And I like the other version, too, as well, because I heard that all the way, too. But when she just sent that to me, I didn't hear it yet. I heard, like, the beginning of it. And I really didn't play it all the way through because I didn't have time. But I love that one, too.
I love that one.
I just
want to be different because everybody kind of knows the other, appreciate me. I mean, it's like a – the other one has become, like, a standard song for DJs. If they're in a club and they say the people aren't dancing like they want them to, they put on You Don't Appreciate Me, and they just – pack the floor, and that's it. From then on, it's hot for the rest of the night. So I like that became like a staple song for DJs, you know, who felt like they were going to be appreciated for what they were doing, and they throw the song on. So that was pretty cool. And actually, that song was a little bit of George inspired that a little bit. Not that it didn't appreciate me, but it was an event that took place where there were some clothes, you know, bought, and they were brought back, and so my little share was a little interesting. So my mom said, don't complain. Always be happy and grateful for whatever you get, and I didn't. But deep down inside, I didn't feel appreciated, so that's how the song, you know, it's about my life. Everything I write, just like Renee said, is about things that happen. All my songs are about what happens and things that happen in my life. So, yeah, it's the best way to write, actually.
And that's the best way to write what you know.
Right with
real.
You now. Yeah. And right what you want to share, you know.
And dear, I want you to give out your information where people can hit you up and listen to your music as well.
Okay, you can go on YouTube and always Google Amuka. There are a lot of videos under there, and I have Amuka Kelly on Facebook. I have also Amuka Kelly on Twitter as well. And I have to work on the Reverb Nation. I started one, but I just didn't, you know, I didn't finish it. I also have LinkedIn, but I have two accounts, so I don't know which one is actually, you know, but look out for LinkedIn. It'll be Amuka something coming up. But you'll be able to find everything on my Facebook, Amuka Kelly. I'll be talking about the new album coming up. The song is called Mississippi. The first single is called Mississippi. I'll be shooting the video in California, either in Los Angeles area or Arizona, in about 2.5 weeks. So you can pay attention to the Amuka Kelly Facebook, and I'll be announcing where it is. We're getting some extras, and if you have any ideas as far as styling, you know, I'm open for some new ideas. So, yeah, I'm leaving that open. Yeah, that'll be fun. So hit me up.
Well, thank you for coming in, co-hosting with me.
I loved it, and also there's one more I want. There's an email that I have just for my fans. It's amuka@outlook.com. So you can email me there because I want to have an email for my fans. So that's specifically for you guys to hit me up, whatever you want to talk about, amuka@outlook.com. God bless you. Remember to always keep an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is like a magnet. It's everything you want into your life. Just had to say that. Oh, and if you wake up every day and you keep saying, how does it get any better than this? Watch what happens.
And thank you for coming through and doing the radio show. I want you to also think about doing your own radio show as well. I know you got
I'll come back and co-host with you if you want. I'll come back and co-host with you. It's really fun.
Okay.
Let's
do that. We'll schedule it again.
Okay.
G Wright, I thank you for being on, brother. I'm going to end this with one of the tracks that I did with Lissa. Her name is Melissa, but I call her Lissa. It was like a long time ago we did this track at one of House Party number 5, because we'll be on House Party number 10 next year. So this was House Party 5, G Wright. This is before you came through. So we recorded that day. Before the house party. This is me and Lessa, and till next week, because we on next week, and then I'm going to hit G. Wright's show on Thursday. I'm going to hit your
I
show
love
on Thursday.
Everybody. Love and respect.
Thank you. Here
Thank
it is.
You, baby.
I'm out.
Okay.
You don't love me, no. You don't love me, no. You don't love me, no. You don't love me, no.
Yo, yo, I'm speaking out the box, but I'm on fire with this. Just to prove I love your lips, your tongue, I need to kiss, cause I'm coming through. I'm living scandalous. The love-making sessions have you in total bliss. Skip the formalities, I came to pound a body. Keeping you in the wet can make a perfect hottie. On the time, never late, like a spot on a Johnny. Into school, not regal peas, lottie dotty. Somebody stress the fact that we can't be tight. It went to your head, but you're screaming every night. Now feelings start to change, this shit ain't right. Makes love in the dark, you're faking real life. Can I come to you if I just say please? The sex is in the dark, have you walking on your knees? Backside charming, really soft to squeeze. Baby, all on the body, we slide with you.
Yo,
G-Wright.
You there, G-Wright? G-Wright. I guess he's just listening. We get ready to play this this new one. That's off the new presidential CD. Force One Jet Lear.
What?
What?
Me if I'm wrong, I'm the black president. Live in the house of white, taxpayers pay the rent. If you feel me like that, then please shake your head. T-A-Z is on this track, them other joints are dead. Politicians talking shit, high hopes and dreams. More money for them, or so it seems. I might go back for these last 4 years. More hustle bustle, Force One Jet Lear. Black nationalist, do you hear me, folks? I'm about to run again, face, book on poke. Just crystallize all your train of thought. They think they won, elections are bought. Hell no, do you feel I'm coming in true? Representing for the black, red, white, and blue. Racism comes if you let it be. I'm a Beatles fan, Paul McCartney. With the victories comes on more speeches, and the muscle shirts attracts all leeches. Get down, girl, secret service on deck. With my swagger, girl, I know your sweat. Somebody must have informed you well. No first lady presidential tale, but I stay true to the flag all day. I'm the president, that's what the people say. Let me keep it real, cause they sound confused. Hell to the chief, but they are amused. Playtime puppets in a land of fake. Our lives are real, how much can we take? Jobs pay little, groceries are high. More snaps to eat, if we don't we die. Roulette wheel, is it black or red? I'm black all day, check out the thread. Black hat, black mask, even black kicks. My black is strong cause I built with bricks. More hustle bustle for these last 4 years. I might go back, Force One Jet Lear.